Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, Be Prepared for Every Now.
Jesus said to his apostles, Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, and whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, if he knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord. Most of us, when we hear this passage from Luke, think of Jesus' words as a warning concerning our death. The message is similar to the passage in Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus tells us to be alert and be awake. We know not the day nor the hour when death or the second coming of Christ will come. I read something recently that gave me a new outlook on this passage. It is not to negate the previous lessons I learned from this passage, but has added a new dimension, and I would like to share that with you. It's an excerpt from Richard Rohr's book, The Always Coming Christ. Richard Rohr points out that when Jesus tells us to be awake and alert, or to be prepared, because we do not know the hour when the Master will come, it can be understood that he is talking about the forever coming of Christ, the always coming of Christ, the eternal coming of Christ now, and the always now. The realization that Christ is constantly wanting to be invited into our lives at all times, at every event, whether it be a funeral or a wedding, a day of prayer or a day of recreation, a crisis or an ordinary problem, a surprise or a disappointment. Jesus is with us and wants to be invited into our lives at every now in our lives. As I thought about this, I realized that I don't always turn to Jesus when I have a new event to deal with or to experience. We read about the saints who practiced living in the presence of God, like Brother Lawrence, who found God in the kitchen while doing pots and pans, as he found God in the chapel. And I believe that Jesus is telling me to be alert and notice him as I go through my daily life, that he is present and wants me to recognize his loving presence and his desire to share every experience in my life so our relationship can grow even deeper. It really isn't a new concept, but it may be another way that the Lord is trying to get our attention and assure us of his presence, his desire to not only share our lives more intimately, but to realize also that he wants us to share his life of peace and love in every event that we experience in our daily lives. Dear ever considerate Jesus, thank you for wanting to share my life in every situation, no matter how great or small. Thank you for inviting me to a greater intimacy with you. Please give me your Holy Spirit so that I will be alert and mindful of your presence and invite you into all the nows of my life. Amen.